with Mutual Water Company. How may I help you?
Yeah, can I speak to Sergio, please?
Sure, may I tell who's calling?
Yes, this is Sam from Cardiff.
Please hold.
Thanks.
Hello, may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Sergio. This is Sam calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. I'm not going to take up too much of your time here. I'm actually looking to follow up with you on some finance offers we mailed you. Looks like pre-approved for about $250,000, good for equipment. You guys looking to do that kind of stuff here in the near future?
Well, yes, and we possibly may need more, though. Okay, and I'm not sure what your terms were or anything else. We've been looking at other sources as well.
I see.
What are your terms?
Honestly, looking at your industry, looking at the stuff you've got, we've got really competitive rates, and we do specialize in the industry. Depending on what you look like on paper, we usually have rates about mid-single digits, 2 to 5, maybe. I think with your business, you'd definitely be leaning towards the lower end here.
And payback, or how long is the loan?
So it ranges depending on what you'd like to do. We can do 2 to 5 years. What is it that you were looking to buy exactly?
Well, we're looking to rehabilitate a water tank.
Rehabilitate a water tank?
Yeah.
Okay. If you
and
have
2 to 5 years is really short-term loan. We look for something much longer than that.
I think we could do that, too. We do have these custom packages. I'll tell you what, if you have an extra minute, I can connect you with one of our underwriter specialists, so you can just go over just some quick skeleton details. You can just let him know what you're trying to do.
Well, I tell you, we're going to pull the trigger, but probably we're going to pull the trigger after the year.
After the year? Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if we're a little bit too early right now or what.
I got you. I'll tell you what, how about I just send you over some info here? That way, when the time comes, you can just have us on file, let us throw our hat in the ring here, see if we can get you some of the better rates out there.
Okay, that sounds good.
All okay. Right. What's a good email address for you?
Maywood Water.
Maywood.
Maywood, Maywood, one, just the numerical one, at AOL.com.
At AOL.com. Got you. So I'll go ahead and shoot over that info. And is there a good callback time for you? I mean, are you busy right now?
Yeah, towards the afternoon, I'm kind of in and out a lot of times.
Got you.
Mornings before 11 o'clock is probably the best time, between 8 and 11.
Okay, you think you could spare about 5 minutes here to just kind of go over some of these very...
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I will send you over right now. Give me 1 second.
Thank you for holding. This is Shaw. Is this Sergio?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. So Sam kind of filled me in a little bit that you're looking to purchase a new water tank?
No, rehabilitating.
Rehabilitating, okay. Okay, and then how much does that cost?
Well, I'm just going to give a roundabout figure. We're I've gotten some quotes, but
okay.
You know, since we're going to rehabilitate it, it's going to cost us a little bit more. But I'm thinking maybe half a million.
Half a million. Okay. Okay. And how do you? I'm kind of new to the water supply irrigation system industry. How do you rehabilitate a water tank?
How do we rehabilitate? Okay. Well, it's a structure. It's a metal structure,
right?
And it measures 70 feet diameter by 70 feet tall.
Okay.
Okay. Right now, it has what is called tar coating, like coal tar coating inside.
Uh-huh.
So it's not in compliance with current laws.
Mm.
We've got divers that go in there when it's got water.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of check it out, tell us how the coating is, how they see the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And excuse me. And they reported that it urgently needs a recoating.
Okay.
So in order to do that, they gotta literally cut a large hole out. Bring in the scissor lift that goes up to at least 70 feet,
mm-hmm.
and then they got to sandblast all this old tar off.
Oh, wow.
Chisel it off or however they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sandblast it to get down to the bare metal, and then they recoat it with epoxy paint that is coated for today's laws.
Okay.
And once they go down, they got to seal up that hole that they cut out the side of the tank and re-weld it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I like the outside to be painted as well. You know, everything's mm-hmm. going to be muffed up.
Okay, sure. And is this for a city or is it for your own for the company itself?
Well, we're a mutual water company, so we're not exactly city and we're not mm-hmm. exactly privately owned.
Okay, so like a hybrid.
Yeah, we're a non-profit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we have we got a lot same laws as city requirements do, the state laws. We're mm-hmm. a very regulated industry.
Okay. So basically that water tank with that old tar coating, you just kind of been, you know, since it's, you know, it hasn't been breaking down on you, you just kind of been going with it until now. Now that the city is kind of telling you that you have to recode it to the standard that they need it to be.
Not the city, it's the state.
The state, okay, the state.
Yeah.
Okay. And this 500K, is some of it going towards any type of equipment, or is it all just primarily for the materials, the labor, things of that sort?
Exactly, that's what it's going for.
Okay, so materials and labor. Okay. And how long does it take? Is it going to take you to rehabilitate it?
Can you hang on a minute?
Sure.
Hello? Okay, yes, it is.
It's pretty complicated. So he's not buying a wire.
It's a mutual water company. It's something like a municipality, but no. You want to, okay, that's a 70, and 80 is how much is two?
You want the price on an 80?
Yeah, I want the price on the 70 and 80.
Hold on, let me see if I stop. Hang on. I do. Okay.
And you know what? If you, even better yet, if you could email me those prices.
Okay. Okay, what's your email address?
Maywood, MAYWOOD, water, WATER, 1, at AOL.com.
Like the number one?
No number sign, no nothing, just 1, okay?
Okay.
At AOL.com.
Okay, I'll send it over to you right now.
Thank you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No worries, busy day, huh?
Yeah, busy day. Yeah, we got a lot of construction going on.
I see. Okay. Okay. And then how we left off at, like, how long was it? Will it take you to do this project?
I've been dealing with this construction project, and I've had about a half a dozen completion dates already, so I don't know. But it shouldn't take more than 30 days, I think.
Okay.
I mean, it shouldn't take more than 90 days.
Okay.
In my hands.
Okay. Okay. And then, and then when are you looking to start the project?
Probably next year.
Next year. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, right now we're doing the project where we actually erected a brand new tank.
Mm-hmm.
And we're changing a bunch of pipes in our plant, and mm-hmm. we got a treatment plant going. We just spent $4.5 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from, most of it is grant
mm-hmm.
money.
Mm-hmm.
That's nearing completion. That should be mm-hmm. completed by the end of October.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then after that, I got, before I could even operate it, I got to go through the whole rigmarole of getting state approval to operate it.
Okay.
And once I'm done with that, and as soon as I could operate it, I mm-hmm. could shut down the large water tank
mm-hmm.
that I want to do and start thinking about rehabilitating.
I see. Okay. So there are a lot of, logistics in between now and then.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I got to get all that taken care of before I could say, yeah, now I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. And then other than that, do you have any other, upcoming projects or anything else on the, the horizon?
Nothing right now at the horizon, I could say. I know projects, but I have a big wish list, but my first choice is always trying to get state funding, because they give you, a much better rate rather than private money.
Right, exactly. And then for the rehabilitation, would you also be looking to see if you can get, grant money and government money first, and then see what's the remaining, and then...
There might be a possibility of that, but mm-hmm. I'm kind of concerned that sometimes it took me over a decade to get this this money for what mm-hmm. I'm doing.
So oh, wow.
Sometimes it takes very, 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 very long.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we got really that much time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking of probably to finance that on our own.
Mm-hmm.
There's other things that we want to do, like drill a new well, but a new well costs almost $2 million, and that's more than we could bear.
Mm-hmm.
So we would probably look for grant money for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. Our loans are primarily based on sales. What was your growth annual sales like last year?
Last year was not a good year. We just rose. Was not a good year at all.
Okay.
But this year we just raised our water rates.
Uh-huh.
So we're actually making a really good. We're getting out of. We were in the red last year. This year definitely high in the black. Okay. So we're doing. Well,
that's good.
Okay. Yeah, we had to do it. And so, mm-hmm. I could get, I don't know what I could show you, but yeah.
Okay.
You could look at our bank statement and see what's going in there. I
have yeah.
We, yeah. We mm-hmm. got, I think we got about $400,000 in the bank as reserves right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as reserves, plus our checking account. So I think altogether we got about, and I'm just guessing off the top of my head because I haven't really checked in a little while, but I think we got about $600,000 with reserves and checking.
Okay, that's pretty good. Yeah. It's always good to be safe and have some extra cash in there.
We always want reserves. We don't want to touch it unless,
emergency or something like that.
Something catastrophic happens where we need mm-hmm. a lot of cash now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, we always want, and we're looking to increase that. So that's part of the deal of us raising the rates the way we did.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so how much do you think, you know, estimate? I know you probably don't know the top of your head, but like estimate how much like deposit do you guys, you know, put into the bank per month?
Rhea.
About
150.
150? No, about 100. Yeah, let's say 100,000.
100,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
100,000 per month.
Per month, okay. So your gross sales guesstimate is probably like 1.2 plus or minus a little bit.
Yeah, it could be. It'll vary, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The winter months is one thing, and summer months are another, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Like I said, we just raised our rates this year, so I really haven't. I know we're in the black, but as to how much above and beyond our operating costs is, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no worries. I just kind of wanted a, you know, like a guesstimate on, you know, what the gross sales are, because our sales are primarily based on that. Okay, and then are you the 100% owner of the business?
We are a mutual water company, so all our customers are actually owners of this corporation.
Okay.
And we have a board of directors. And,
okay.
So we're
a lot of different.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a corporation. We have a board of directors with the authority to indent the company if we need to.
Mm, okay, cool. So you have like a few board of people on the directors that can make decisions for the business.
Make the decision. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Cool. And then some corporations that I've worked with, there's only like a certain X amount of dollar that they're able to approve a loan for before they have to go through, you know, the whole logistics of everyone else that owns the business.
We don't need to do that.
You don't need to do that. Oh, okay. 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 Sounds good. And then do you guys have any needs for like equipment ever?
There's always needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, do we want to indebt ourselves more for it?
Right.
I don't know if they want to do that or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Right now, we're just looking at the big picture stuff that we can get our hands on to make happen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to find out, because we have two main programs here, is the working capital and equipment. So I just kind of want to see, you know, what type of equipment needs during the year.
We need to buy new service trucks. We need to buy possibly a dump truck. Just wishes, and I think once put more money in the bank.
Yeah.
And we'll probably try to buy it outright rather than
financing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless the dealer gives us a good finance. Like, for example, we bought a tractor, backhoe, to do construction work outside. It was Volvo equipment, heavy equipment, and finance is 4-year interest-free. So, we'll do that.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I'm sure I was sure that you probably had a few things on the wish list, but you know, if you don't have an immediate need for that, we can always circle back another time to get that taken care of too. But just wanted to let you know ahead of time that we do equipment financing too. So, you know, if there is any needs now or in the future, we can take care of that for you too. Hello? Oh, the phone is kind of cutting out right now. I'm going to give you a call right back, okay?
Sure. Okay.
Oh, actually, nope. It came back.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Okay, so the next step, so it sounds like we can definitely do something for you. And I know the project is not starting for, you know, a few months, maybe half a year next year. But what we can do is we can first run some numbers. That way you know exactly how much you're qualified for?
Right now, there's a firm called Holman Capital. I'm not quite sure how they work exactly.
Okay.
But they put the money and they'll loan it to us. He reviewed our books.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were asking for audited financials and audited this, and I thought, you know, we're not going to spend. I'm not going to spend $8,000 to give
you. Yeah.
You know,
yeah. No. Ours. Yeah. We don't need all that. All we need is really just three things. It's the one-page application, which is just business information. You know, a little miscellaneous stuff here and there, and then also just 6 most recent months of business bank statements. So this is from February to July. And then just the most recent tax return, just those three things.
And basically, that's what I showed him.
Uh huh.
And he right away approved this, you know.
Yeah.
He gave a presentation to the board of directors, and I think he's given us 5% and 15 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm just letting you know what an offer that we got already.
Okay, sure. Sounds good. And that's with, sorry, what was the company called again?
Holman Capital.
Holman Capital.
Yeah, I think he's like a mortgage broker or some kind of loan broker of some sort. And they specialize in water companies.
Okay, that's cool. Okay. Sounds good. I'll definitely let them know that, you know, what kind of offer you have on the table already. And then we'll definitely, you know, try to get you something that's even better than that.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Cool. What's the best email for me to send everything to you?
Maywoodwater1@AOL.com. Want me to spell it?
Nope. I think I got it. Maywoodwater1, you said, at AOL?
Yeah. Don't spell it. Just one.
Just the one. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. I'll go ahead and send this over to you right now. Do you know when you might be able to gather all the documents into me?
Just write down what it is that you want, and I'll send it into you.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll look out for it then.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.